Stories about the Gold Buckskin Whincher. The Story of Blixie Bimber and the Power of the Gold Buckskin Whincher. Blixie Bimber grew up looking for luck. If she found a horseshoe, she took it home and put it on the wall of her room with a ribbon tied to it. She would look at the moon through her fingers, under her arms, over her right shoulder, but never, never over her left shoulder.
Blixie Bimber's never resting, all the time, she's busy looking for her luck. She's testing every single quiz. If she dreamt of onions next day, she was sure they all would know soon. She's entitled to a big brain, something like a silver teaspoon. If she dreamt she saw a kitten, she would wash with green shampoo, and a bagel through its mitten, saying, "Blixie, that's for you." Blixie Bimber's never resting, all the time, she's busy looking for her luck. She's testing every single quiz. If she dreamt she ate a grapefruit burning like a firefly, she would toot her granny's new flute, playing hooky with the guy. If she dreamt she swam a river, she would hear her English lesson, and the teacher would then give her steaming hot delicatessen. Blixie Bimber's never resting, all the time, she's busy looking for her luck. She's testing every single quiz.
One day, on the way to the post office, Blixie found a gold buckskin whincher. There it lay in the middle of the sidewalk. How and why it came to be there, she never knew, and nobody ever told her. "It's luck," she said to herself. She picked it up quick. And so, she took it home and fixed it on a little chain and wore it around her neck. She did not know that a gold buckskin whincher had a power. And if a thing has a power over you, then you just naturally can't help yourself. So the gold buckskin whincher was hanging on Blixie Bimber's neck, and she never knew it had a power, and all the time the power was working.
The
The first man you meet with an X in his name, you must fall head over heels in love with him. Said the silent power in the gold buckskin whincher. And that was why Blixie Bimber stopped at the post office and went back again, asking the clerk at the post office window if he was sure there wasn't a letter for her. The name of the clerk was Silas Baxby.
He...
Blixie dropped her eyes before him and threw smiles at him. For 6 weeks, he kept steady company with Blixie Bimber. They went to dances, hayrack rides, picnics, and hijinks together. All the time the power in the gold buckskin whincher was working and always working, it was saying... The next man you meet with two X's in his name, you must leave all and fall head over heels in love with him. And she met the high school principal. His name was Fritz Axenbax.
He...
Blixie dropped her eyes before him and threw smiles at him. And for 6 weeks he kept steady company with Blixie Bimber. They went to dances, hayrack rides, picnics, and hijinks together.
The winter Blixie has is hanging down around her neck. It's always full of days and never's having a mistake. A happy girl is she, and always shining like a star. The winter makes her see, for through a future so bizarre. Winter is saying, you have to be ready to meet a nice boy with an X in his name. Soon she met a guy, James Sixpix-Dix his name was called. He was so fine and shy, and had three X's as foretold. 6 weeks they went in pair, to picnics, dances everywhere, from lane to street to square, and soon all knew of their affair. Old ladies drew curtains and gossiped, protested, they never could find out what these two devised. The happy young couple was quickly molested. The village, by now moralized, criticized.
Why do you go with him? Her relatives kept asking her, is it a funny whim? How come it's him that you prefer? He walks on crooked feet and has a simple pumpkin head, while eating likes to bleat. So everybody thought and said,
old ladies drew curtains and gossiped, protested. They never could find out what these two devised. The happy young couple was quickly molested. The village, by now moralized, criticized. To da-do, 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 da-do. The happy young couple was quickly molested. The village, by now moralized, criticized.
One morning, as Blixie was walking down the street, the gold buckskin whincher on the little chain around her neck slipped off and fell down. A man found it and put it into the pocket of his vest. The vest was too worn out, and one day he just handed it to a ragman. And the ragman put the vest with the gold buckskin whincher in a bag on his back and walked away.